हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। Only human beings can do prayers. No other living being can do prayers. So this is extremely important understanding. The privilege that has been given to us by the Lord, only for human beings. Human beings cannot not encash that benefit, which is only meant for you. What is allotted for you, if you don't get the benefit of that, then what is the use of allotting it to you? Exclusively. And prayer is the expression of the heart, goes to the heart of the Lord directly and helps us to connect with the Lord very easily. The Lord, which is yogi bhir dhyana gamyam, dhyana agamyam, is very difficult to understand even by yogis also. That Lord can be easily approached by a sincere prayer of the heart. So that is why at Bhaktivedanta Hospital in 1998 we established the prayer on the appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What we sing is Chaitanya Shikshashtakam, and that was established on the birthday of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya appeared in 1486, and he wrote many scriptures. But in one of the Leela, one of his disciples said that, "Oh my Lord, I also wrote many books, and I heard you also wrote many books. So, oh my Lord, if you have written the books, then who will read my books?" Naturally, you would like people to read your books because you are Supreme Lord. So Lord picked up all his books and threw in the river. He said, "Now people will read your books, where my books are not there." So only this prayer which we sing in the morning is left behind, that he spoke and somebody wrote it down. So the only thing what directly coming from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is this prayer, Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is the life story of Lord Chaitanya, there are 17 volumes. Now it comes in 9 volume also, but thousands of verses are there and hundreds of chapters are there, Adhyaya. In the last Adhyaya of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the last one, the concluding one, it is mentioned that if you simply recite this prayer every single day without fail, with full attention, you will attain the Lord without fail. Imagine the power of this prayer, what we do. Many people do not know what's happening over here. Because Radha Gopinath Prabhu one time gave a full lecture on Chaitanya Shikshashtakam. So I asked him, ki, where all this description is given? He said, last chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that simply if one chants these prayers every day with full heart, and of course with meaning, in the course of time you can learn the meaning also. It's not very difficult. When we sing with the meaning only, because it's like so many years we are singing. It's just like automatic now. So when you do that, or even if you don't know, you sing it with attention, or you hear with attention when somebody else is singing. You know, like I was chanting some mantras. You may not know the mantra meanings, but if you are listening very carefully, it is coming to you also. And the power of the vibration is there. So the goal of life can be achieved simply by offering these prayers. So thank you for coming. And today's our topic is multiple. First we will speak about punctuality. Punctuality per se and punctuality in doctor's life, how important it is, right? Time, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, kalosmi, time I am, the destroyer of all. This is what he says. And there are many watches, you know, clocks in ISKCON that they sell, which says in the dial, time I am. So when we deal with time, we should know that we are dealing with Krishna only, the Supreme Lord. And time has got two different effects in two different worlds. In this world, time makes you lose everything. Like you may be thinking, I'm a 16-year-old girl. But time has taken away that from you. Now you are a maybe little grown-up lady or a wife or something. After 10 years, if I meet you, the time has passed 10 more years, then you will be a middle-aged lady, maybe having kids and some gray hair. And more 10 years after I meet you, then you will be an old lady with having grandchildren next to you. So what has time done? Time has taken some things away from you. And later on, time will take away your memory also, your coherence, your understanding, your capacity to walk, capacity to talk, capacity to do things, what you were doing before. So many capacities, abilities, the time will take away from you. So the nature of this world is that it takes away many things from you. It gives you in the beginning and also takes away in the end. So time is effective in the sense of destroying everything here. In the spiritual world also time is there. But in the spiritual world, time is standstill. Inconspicuous by its absence. It's a very difficult spiritual language, but time is inconspicuous by its absence in spiritual world. It is there, but it is still not there. What does that mean? In the spiritual world, no one grows old. That means the youth is not taken away from you. You remain what you are. Lord Krishna remains what he is. See, we are so conditioned in this world that it's very difficult to understand. How it is possible? Here everybody, you know, charayaveti, charayaveti. Everything is moving, moving, moving. Everything is getting over. Everything is ashashwat. What you see today, tomorrow it is not there. What is right today is wrong tomorrow. What is right today or available today is not available tomorrow. That is what we see in the world. No? If I succumb to, say, now I see you last today, for example. And next year I meet you somewhere where you are already appointed, employed. And I say, wow, so much different you look today. Oh, so much has changed. Why? Because the change has caused by time. But in spiritual world, the change is not possible for time to cause. That is why it is said it is absent by its inconspicuously. And it is present here. Time is inconspicuous by its presence over here. So that is why it is limited in material world. Your life is limited, right? You cannot say, I will live for eternal time here. Hiranyakashipu wanted, Brahma, make me eternal, amar banado. Brahma said, I am the creator, I am also time bound. I also have birth and I also have death. There is a beginning and end. So time represents or presents itself as a beginning and end for everything. For everything. This glass has a beginning and end. After 5 years or after 1 year, you will find different glass here. It will get worn out. It will break sometimes and then it will be changed. This cover of glass also will be different after you come 6 months later here. So every single thing has beginning and end in the material world by the power of time. That is why one should respect time. How the time can be understood? It's like suppose you are sailing in a boat in the ocean. So how do you sail, you know? There's a big thing called, what is that called? The thing that they move as per the air direction. What is it called in English? Marathi is called the sheed. Sheed. What is a sheed? Sheed means it is as per the breeze goes, na? Waise wo turn karte usko. And then as per the breeze direction, the boat goes. The boat takes the help of the breeze and sails. Boat cannot sail against the breeze in the opposite direction. So what we have to do is, if the time is flowing one direction, we have to go along with the time. Are we corona times? You cannot go without your protection anywhere. You have to go with the time. If there is a typhoid epidemic, you cannot just go and eat pav bhaji or pani puri on the road. You have to go with the time because time tells you time of typhoid infection, epidemic. Be careful. Exam times. You cannot keep watching television and having fun and parties. Exam time tells you, study. And if you don't do that, you suffer. If you don't respect that a situation caused by time, then what will happen? You will suffer. If you don't follow and you eat pani puri on the road on typhoid epidemic time, you will get typhoid, you will be in the hospital for 15 days, then 10 days at home in morbidity condition. Right? So like that, wedding times, you have to do different duties. You cannot say, wedding hai na, theek hai, I will go to the shop previous day of the wedding and purchase things. Is it like that? No, you have to prepare for, you have to respect the time of wedding. It's 6 months from now, we have to start preparing now. There are so many things to be done, cards to be printed, cards to be designed, list to be made, who are the invitees, what a hall should be booked. Huh? The Purohit has to be booked. Purohit may not be available on my tithi. So many things are there. You can't just say, relax, yaar. It's still 8 days. You can't do that. People are breaking their head, pulling their hair out because of the wedding. So wedding times, they have got their own effect. Exam times have their own effect. Hospital has to be inaugurated. There is so many things to be done. And you have to respect time. You cannot just say, theek hai yaar, ho jayega. Aisa nahi hota hai. So that point I am driving to all of you, that in material world, time does not wait for anybody and it has to be respected. It has to be respected. The great statement in my life, which one of our very senior devotee, very advanced personality, spiritually realized personality, respected personality, I met him in very early spiritual life, my own life. And he told me, if you want to make progress in life, then learn to respect time. And somehow, by the Lord's inconceivable mercy, it went straight in my heart. And since that day, I have tried my best, and most of the time I am successful in being on time. Because time means there are two things, my time and your time. Is that true? Like I tell my friend that it is your work I am doing, and 8:30 I will come to meet you and do your work. And I go there and he is not there. So what is happening? His work is not going to be done because I came for your work. But what has happened is, two persons' time has been wasted. His time is used something else, my time is wasted. So always it is like this. When you come late, don't ever think that you are late, but you have made waste of time for somebody else or somebody, many, many people else. It's always like that. The wedding is there, the muhurta is there, and we tell ki 11:45, sir, muhurta mein wo mala padni chahiye. There has been discussed like anything. Both the parties have told you, Purohit ji, 11:45 ko mala padna chahiye, huh? Purohit ji, this side, wo side, 11:45, huh? Hamare isme bahut important hai wo, 11:45, very important. So Purohit sir, yes, yes, don't worry. For that, you have to reach the pandal of the auditorium or whatever hall at 11 a.m. Then my rituals will reach at 11:45 sharp for garland exchange. And then what happens? The parties who have stressed so much about it, their barat comes at 11:50. 11:50. They keep dancing. And somebody is reminding, sir, sir, 11, sir, 11:10, sir, 11:15. Bola, theek hai, koi baat nahi. And then the Purohit is asking, so what happened to 11:45? Sorry, sir. Now do whatever you feel good. So many a times we understand, but you don't practice. We understand. You should be punctual, should respect time. Yes, yes, very good dialogue. Nice to see you here in lecture. Wow, 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 talia, everything can be done. But when it will come in practice, so it's not important only to understand, but also have to practice. Because either way, the Purohit's time is wasted and your murta is lost. So you also at loss, the Purohit also is lost. So each and every time when you think about a time, if you get late, there are double losses. No, never single loss. Always multiple losses. So everything gets affected. So please understand this. Doing things on the right time, right things is very important in life. Now I cannot say at 57, oh, I wanted to do LLB and LLM. But time has gone now. I can't take admission and open books and start studying and giving. I can do, but the ease that I had at young age is not going to be there now. The studying, the memorizing, the reproducing, writing, attending, all those, studentship has gone, because studentship has a particular time in life. And if you bolte na ki abhi hi padh lo shaadi hone ke pehle, read before you get married and get into your duties. Just study as much as you can. Whatever you want to do, diploma, degree, postgraduate degree, diploma, whatever you want to do, just do it now. And maybe in the early days of marriage, within 1 year time, you finish off. After you get into your duties, then you cannot do. Because each and everything has got a perfect time in life to do. And now at 57, I want to have a son, for example. Now my wife is 54. Can I have a son now? No. The time has gone. Miracles happen, but they don't happen every day. They happen sometimes. So miracles are there. 60 years, a mother has given rise to baby and she is also breastfeeding the baby. We read. But in 1 million cases it will happen, not in routine. In routine what will happen? At young age, in the reproductive time, beginning is there and end is there. The first day of the menses, first cycle is the beginning and the menses are gone, that's the end. In between time is reproductive. And you have to think about having children in that time only. And even if you can have at the end of your menstrual period, last one, it is also difficult to raise the child because you are already old. So timing is so important. In the tennis match, you know, the way you stand and the way you serve perfectly with the perfect speed will win the game or lose the game. The last match point is there. Set point is over, match point is coming now. Last point. If this point you win the game. And that time you stand in wrong place and do long service, lose. Fully all efforts are gone. Because timing, that particular timing is gone. In the race, everybody is standing like this, you know. And there's a tsh, the gun shoots. And if you make a fraction of a second mistake in starting, you're already behind. In the swimming thing also they are like this and they shoot the gun and they dive in the water. If you dive little away from the previous one, if he is driving further and you are diving before and the timing is not proper, you are already losing by some inches and then feet and then meters. You go behind. So timing is important. Successful businessmen, what they do? The timing is perfect. They know what to buy at what time. And what to sell at what time? Which company to sell now and which company to buy now? The right time. They foresee that this is the right time. If I don't sell now, the whole shares will collapse and that company will be with no value. Absolutely. So that timing is important. And timing is important only in the material world, not in the spiritual world. And we all are in the material world. Now to understand that timing, many a times, even in the spiritual world and in the material world, suppose today is the meeting, will decide my fate with this man. Am I going to be married with this man or not going to be married with this man? So many things have happened. So many things have gone. And now today is the meeting at 6 p.m. in this particular hotel or some auditorium somewhere, which will make the fate of my life this way or that way. And timing is 6 p.m. And somehow reach at 6:30. What happens? Everything is broken. Finished. But that's such a crucial meeting. You may be having 51 valid reasons, but you don't reach in time. The person is gone from there. Already things are in so much difficult situations that then what is expected? You go before time. 10 minutes you go and sit there, take breath, settle down yourself, your heartbeats are also settled down, you take water, relax, take deep breaths and start talking. That's the ideal thing to do. But if you come late, then you make mistakes. So why, what happened by coming late? Tell me. When you come late, what happens? You're already guilty. You're looking here and there. And then already you're palpitating. And then you feel. So sometime it go, if I give a stern look at you, then further you feel, oh, I got late. Sir has realized it. He's angry with me. So what happens? The gain is lost. Whatever is gainable is lost because you are highly emotional in between. Till you settle down, you can't gain. You don't have a stable platform to gain. Now we'll see how important it is in medical profession. A lady is about to deliver a baby. She has labor pain. She's progressing well. dilating well. And she's gone to 6 centimeters, she's gone to 8 centimeters. And suddenly she stops the pain. The gynecologist has to take perfect, timely decision. The gynecologist has to be present over there. You cannot say, I'm coming. कितना हो गया 6 सेंटीमीटर हो गया ना अरे आ रही हूँ डोंट वरी 8 होगा तो मुझे बोलना 10 होगा तो मुझे बोलना ऐसे जनरल होता है ना डॉक्टर इज इन टच विद नर्स नर्स इज टेलिंग मैडम 6 सेंटीमीटर हो गया है मैडम 8 हो गया है एंड डॉक्टर से डोंट वरी आई विल कम बट वॉट इफ एट 6 सेंटीमीटर द लेबर पेन ओनली स्टॉप्स एट दैट टाइम द गायनेकोलॉजिस्ट हैज टू बी देयर ऑब्स्टेट्रिशियन हैज टू बी देयर फिजिकली टू टेक अ डिसीजन शैल आई गिव हर मोर पिटोसिन और शैल आई टेक हर टू ओटी फॉर सीजेरियन सेक्शन And that has to be also ready quickly. Then go, sister, run, set up the LSCS table. And what happens if you are not doing it on that time? The baby may just get asphyxiate. Baby may just get suffocated and die. The baby is halfway, neither in the womb nor outside the womb, in the passage. Or it can cause congenital anomalies, it can cause permanent damage, it can cause cerebral palsy, it can cause so many 51 things. You cannot imagine what will it cause if you are not on time. In pediatrics, the baby is born. The case happened in corona times. Baby is born in difficult LSCS in Temba hospital and the baby is 30% PO2, 30% oxygen saturation. Blue, completely unconscious, the turned eyes, rolled up eyes, and the blue baby comes here and everybody is running around. If you don't show urgency in your behavior, in your legs, you don't show it, I'm running to keep the baby in NICU, and you don't give oxygen on time, you don't do ambu bagging in time, and if in time the baby doesn't go to 95, 98, then what will happen? Baby will die. If your sister is sleeping, if your doctor RMO is sleeping and your ventilator machine is not on, and there are so many things, incubator is not on, light is not on, you're searching in the middle of the night, what happens? So first thing is readiness, and second thing is timely solution. What happens in emergency room? Everything has to be, everybody has to be on toes, you can't just relax. Patient is coming on a wheelchair and in the stretcher, unconscious, and doctor is still sitting. No, immediately has to get up and start acting. Then it relaxes the patient. If you are relaxed, patient is agitated. If you are active, patient is relaxed. And that time is very important. My brother's, my sister's son's father-in-law was brought here last Friday, exactly one way. And he was having 80% PO2. And that hospital didn't have ventilator facility. Somehow he was in with ambu bag, pumping. He was brought by the doctor here. So I had an all setting that at 6:15 p.m. he'll arrive. And everybody was alerted. In ER, all doctors, nurses, in CCU, they were alerted. And then when he came, there was not like, oh, he's coming, who are you, what happened? No, everything was prepped up. So as soon as he came, quickly he was taken into ICU. And today he is shifted to the ward. Why? Because timely, the service was provided. You get a patient of myocardial infarction. Generally it happens with people who are old. They get up in the night to pass urine and they go to bathroom and suddenly they collapse. And what do we say in myocardial infarction? What to speak of myocardial infarction? Also cerebral infarction. If there is thrombosis here, the clot goes and blocks the particular vessel and that particular part of the brain is deprived of blood. Infarction condition or ischemia condition. There is something called as golden hour. That golden hour is so crucial that till the relatives realize my papa fell down, they call the doctor. The doctor tells the ambulance. Ambulance comes, 20 minutes gone. And 20 minutes mein, he is brought ground floor, another 7 minutes gone to bring him upstairs. And then the emergency ECG is taken. You know that he is in ST depression. He's got severe infarction in the heart. And then they decide in few minutes that take him to cath lab. And they do angioplasty in that 60 minutes time. From the time he fell down at 2:21 a.m. in the morning. Before 3:21, if the stent is put in the vessel, immediately the myocardium is nourished and comes back, and the patient is saved. Mr. Kute, Anil Kute, a bus conductor, fell down in the morning 2 o'clock at home. This corona. His wife is a ASHA healthcare worker, government ASHA project. So poor man, but somehow he managed to come to Bhaktivedanta, reached by about 2:30. And the interventional radiologist, he had done very heavy duties previous day. But he was called and he came running. Actually, he came running physically, because by the time you arrange ambulance for him, or car for him, and you know, all the coordination will take further loss. But walking will be faster. I can reach in 5 minutes. So he came, and before 3 o'clock, he put a stent in the brain vessel by interventional radiological activity. And the patient immediately recovered the power in the lost limbs also. His limbs were already paralyzed by the time he came, because already there is a loss of blood supply in that part of brain. But because of that stenting of the right vessel in right angiography, cerebral angiography they did, and they put the stent in right place quickly, the blood supply was restored and the paralytic limbs were restored immediately. By the evening, he was already using the limbs with full power. Like we have anesthesia and, you know, power, limbs are paralyzed and it takes some time to recover. Like that, he recovered. Why? Doctor would have said, I am extremely exhausted. I just cannot get up only. I'll come at 6 o'clock. What will happen at 6 o'clock? 6 o'clock also, he'll come and do the same procedure. But the brain is already tissue dead. And there may be 2% or 3% gain in power afterwards. With months of physiotherapy, with months of exercise, with months of massaging, with months of heat fomentation, there will be hardly any power. But if done in time, you can give it normalcy. Patient will not even know, okay, I had paralysis sometime. So everything in medical profession is time. You come late to your OPD. You feel in India, unfortunately, why we need to speak about punctuality? It is supposed to be understood, na? But why are we giving lecture in punctuality? Because unfortunately in India, in the genes, in the DNA and RNA of Indian people, it is written 20 minutes late. It's already programmed there. So even thinking is also that way only. If 10 o'clock I have to reach, that means 10 o'clock I'll start thinking about going. That is Indian thinking. Kisi ko milna hai, time is 10 o'clock. So 10 o'clock I start thinking that I have to go at 10 o'clock. So then you start dressing up and you finally do bye-bye and then you reach. It's already 10:30, 10:45. That is the Indian psychology. It's called IST, Indian Standard Time, which means you understand that lecture is on Zoom at 10 o'clock. People will log in by 10:30. So the speaker also knows, so he also comes at 10:30. So the audience feels that, I know speaker is going to come at 10:30, so why should I go early? So he also comes at 10:30. The speaker feels the audience is going to come late, why should I go early? So both are complementary to each other. And they very beautifully start the lecture at 10:45, 10:50. So much crucial waste of time. Just see, imagine. So many things can be done. So many things can be done. Same with doctors. I can say this to you because I am a doctor also. If I was not a doctor, you will feel hurt. Arey, ye kya non-medical aadmi humko jaake sikhata hai. But I am also a doctor. That's why I can tell you. Doctors have this mentality in the worse manner than others. Because doctors, especially in India, they feel they are like cream of the society. God. They feel like we are God. We are not ordinary. We are extraordinary breed of people. Even in this hospital also, Bhaktivedanta, the RMOs and the doctors, they feel that we are something else. We are not like these people in the hospital. We have to be treated differently. We are different and we want this and we want that, because we are different. So with that difference, the greatness that you feel for yourself makes you also come late. Because you feel, I'm so great that people should wait for me. And I have all right to come late. So what if I come late? You are in need. I am in position to help you. So you better wait for me. Better you prepared for me that I am going to be late. And how it has come justifiably? That I have got a case and that case got prolonged. I have got an emergency in ICU that took me some time. That was a valid reason before. But now with that valid reasoning, we are taking advantage permanently. And even if you are nothing emergency, we will tell, I was stuck in the other hospital. And what the doctor patients will say? What he has to say? What can he say? What opportunity he has to say? What right he has to say? Nothing, he is helpless in front of you. But you just imagine that you take up to your heart, unless it is emergency, I will be always on time. People will have so much respect for you. And you can deliver your treatment and services in such a perfect manner. Simply because you, why you feel that, see, if I don't reach on time, somebody may die. And I cannot afford. It may be everyday affair for me. I'm a cardiologist. I every day see heart attack. I every day see people dying of heart attack. It's nothing new. What is there to hurry? What is there to be tension about? I have been tension about. It's like, ER mein log kya bolenge? Are every day accident hota idhar. Every day this, it is receiving accident cases and this cases and that cases. Nothing new. So they are slow. But every day they knowingly they have to show swift action. Whether that place demands that swift action. People should see you are sensitive and you are urgent in your behavior. So you may be a cardiologist, you may be a neonatologist, you may be an intensive neonatologist. For you, having babies, 1000 grams babies coming in asphyxia is a normal thing. Every single day you are treating that. Nothing new. But every day you are on your toes because every baby is precious. In your eyes, NICU, out of 100 babies, 10 babies die. So your rate is 10%. But for that person who dies, the death rate is 100%. Is it not true? If it is your baby, and the baby, that baby is in the, that condition, is 100% for you, you can't say, 10% babies die here. So you are in that 10%. What we can do? It's not in our hands. If this is how you talk, just because of your late coming, your lack of punctuality, somebody will lose life. And I have become doctor, I have come in medical profession, in nursing or in paramedical to save lives, to relieve the pain of people and to save lives. I have. That's my main mission. If I can save life, number one opportunity, and if life is already saved, I will try to cure the person of the pain. That is why I have become doctor. So the people who are mostly late need actually to mostly come on time. And only allowed to come on little late when there is emergency behind. That means some case or some emergency admissions in ICU that can justify your coming late to OPD. So in hospital, all the employees come on time. But you have to always work on the doctors that they have to come on time. Always you see. You go to Induja Hospital, you go to Bridge Candy Hospital, you go to the biggest hospital in India or in abroad. The biggest misery is the doctors. And I know my one lecture here for 40 minutes is not going to change the world. Then why I am speaking? Because I know if one doctor improves, it will make difference. Because one doctor in life will attend to thousands of patients individually. And if he becomes punctual, like that person spoke to me, and there are many people standing there, but it has hit me. And from that 20 years of age till 57 today, so many years I am on time, and it has definitely made difference to so many people who are connected with me. And being a doctor, people will be always connected to you, even though you don't want it. Sometimes it becomes too much for you. Daily meeting 50 people, daily meeting 60 people, daily meeting 17 admitted people, daily meeting so many people on the road calling you on phone, taking consultation. It's like you want a break now. By default, our profession is people. Or is people-centric profession. It's not a meditative profession. You sit in the room and you meditate and patients get well. No. So imagine I am a doctor, and at times I go to a big doctor for my consultation. I've gone for diabetes. And he happens to be my classmate. He happens to be my junior. But now he's a big diabetologist. And he knows me, I know him. We are college pals. But now he is making me wait for 45 minutes outside. And as a patient that time, I'm thinking, you know, I'm a director of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. I have so much work to do. I only traveled 1 hour to go to mid Bombay, in the middle of Bombay, suburb. I have so many meetings I've cancelled. And here I'm waiting 45 minutes doing nothing. I could have done so many things. But is there any value? All my thinking, I'm burning inside, I'm palpitating, I may be angry, I may be frustrated, I may want to just give my peace of mind. But because I'm helpless, I'm thinking, whenever he'll call me, I will be cool and I will be absolutely, you know, humble. I'll curb all my anarthas inside the heart and I will quietly take his consultation. And he won't even say sorry to me for making me wait for 45 minutes. He'll just, matter of fact, but so what? You're a patient right now. So, I always say, and I don't wish, but I always say that doctors have to become patients sometimes, maybe regularly, to understand what goes on in the mind of a patient, especially when waiting for the doctor. Especially in the waiting for the doctor. In OPD, in the wards, for the rounds he's waiting. आज मेरा डिस्चार्ज है कि नहीं मुझे पता करना है, मुझे उसके ऊपर बहुत सारा डिसाइड करना है, मेरे को यहाँ से पुणे जाना है, I have to go to Pune from here, I have to book a taxi, I have to inform my relatives and I have to arrange my escort, and doctor is going to come at 10 o'clock to tell me whether I'm going to discharge or not, and doctor is coming at 11:30 and is asking again and again, sister, when doctor is going to come, when doctor is going to come. So much anxiety is there. Corona times, taxi is not available, assistant not available. It's going to be evening time. By the time I reach, it will be totally different. I'm sick. I've just got discharged. But doctor is peacefully coming and saying, so what? We are busy people. Okay, I'm discharging you. By the time he's reaching time in Pune, already has become 8 o'clock. Now we cannot go because it's already going to be dark there. He has to be reached in daytime there. So for you, it's a matter of fact. You came, you gave your beautiful, great, very important decision. Conclusion of your admission, but for him is so much of difference is there it can make. Surgery, same way. Admission, same way. OPD, same way. Who is waiting in OPD? You are not having a vision that I know nobody is serious, I can go late. Nobody knows in 17 patients who is what. And sometimes we go and we tell, okay, so patient number 17, please come in, because he's serious. He tell, please wait, huh? He's serious. Patient can understand. That's why I'm telling you, becoming doctor, acquiring knowledge, medical knowledge, cracking an exam, getting a gold medal, doing a subject extremely well, it doesn't mean anything. Because when you are a doctor, 25 years already practicing doctor, grey hair, experienced person, nobody ever asks you, sir, madam, were you a gold medalist in your subject? Anybody asks you in clinic, sir, are you a gold medalist? Sir, how many attempts you made to pass in MD? Nobody asks. Nobody bothered. It may bother you when you are a student, 6 attempts, 5 attempts. But after you practice, what matters? What matters is your treatment. And this doctor will never ditch me as far as time is concerned. I know he is available. Especially in gynecology, you are registering as ANC with this doctor. On what faith? Today I am okay. Every month she is calling me. I am going to visit her. She says, okay, good weight gain of child also. Everything is fine. Heart rate, BP, everything, no diabetes, nothing. No gestational diabetes. Everything is fine. But what is your faith? If I get a labor pain in the middle of the night, this doctor will come to deliver me. On that faith, 9 months you are following up with her. And suddenly she tells, I am going on Diwali vacation, madam. Patient ko bolte Diwali vacation. And your date is due on that Diwali vacation. So what a shock the lady gets, you know. You can never imagine. The doctor lady will say, gynecologist ki, are 50 aurte mere paas pregnant hai. You are not only 1 year. This is her thinking. But 9 months before, she has registered with you and you are given her EDD, expected date of delivery. That also know ki this falls in my Diwali vacation time. You should have told that time ki, I may not be there that time. You just think now only before, because it's a bond of doctor and patient and 9 months you're going to follow up with me. That rapport has to be there, so confidence is developed. So you think now. Then it is good. But generally, doctors love to give patients shock like this. And now that time, the ninth month, they can't go to other doctor and get develop rapport and do this and do that. So much of anxiety is there. For that, you have to be a woman who is pregnant. You cannot be a doctor to understand this sentiment. You have to be a pregnant woman, and you must have. And all doctors who become pregnant, they undergo the same emotions. When go to the fellow gynecologist or the fellow obstetrician who are seniors in whatever. As a mother, expectant mother, you have same anxieties. You are like an ordinary person, simple person. You may be a doctor, but you need attention, doctor to be there with you, to console you, to give hope to you, to give strength to you, to counsel you. Same thing. And doctors are worse patients than ordinary people. Ordinary people are much tolerant because of their ignorance. Doctors know a lot. That's why they are more anxious and more troublesome patients. So how all this will be solved? Provided you are punctual. You keep your time. You are present when it is required. In the most needful hour, you are present there. And this is true about paramedical staff also. The CT scan has to be done. Doctor has prescribed already. Come on, quickly. He has to come immediately and do the CT scan, get the emergency report, doctor has to report, phone pay, inform karo. Next action is dependent on that report. So they also have to be perfect on time. But doctor's decision is going to be totally, if the pleural tapping gives exudative secretions out or transudative secretions out, the whole line of treatment is different. This has to go for culture, that has to go for something else, and you have to decide what you want to do. So many things are there. Decision making is so important. If you give on time, decision making is going to change the whole course of the disease and the prognosis of the patient. So how can we take things lightly as far as time is concerned? Sometimes time can ruin your culture and you lose your registration. People, this has happened. If an intelligent guy, patient, picks you up and rightly puts you in the tribunal, then you lose your registration also. You took it so casually. Somebody rose up and finished you off. It may happen. People are not like all time worshipping God with a lamp and agarbatti. Those times have gone now. They know doctors are crooks nowadays. They are only there to make money. This is, people think, I don't think like that. I am a doctor. I am not like that. But people think doctor means they are making money, they are not bothered, they are most ruthless, cruel people, cut their pockets and throats for money's sake. So you can change that impression, at least about you. What difference you can make in people's lives is at least by difference in you. Please understand, I'll give a nice story and end my speech. There was a boy at the ocean. And in America, you know, when you go, I don't know how many of you have gone, starfishes are there on the beach. They come with one wave. The wave drops some hundreds of starfishes. Actually, it's like star. And the starfishes are like jumping because of deprivation of water. And they are like dying. And they are jumping. How the fish jumps out of water? They are jumping. So that boy is standing there and watching that one wave has thrown out 50 starfishes. So quickly, he is just lifting as many as possible and throwing deep in the ocean. And then next wave comes to throw another 50-100 starfishes. Again, he is busily running out, and whatever he can grab, he is just throwing inside the water, deep in the water, like this, long inside. And that's how 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 waves are come. Boy is busy for vast 1 hour throwing those starfishes inside. And the passerby comes and says, what foolish thing you are doing. What difference it will make? You are throwing such a small number, and such a big number of starfishes are thrown out in the bank of the ocean, and they are all dying in front of you. There are so many hundreds of starfishes are dead, and you are still struggling to throw those ones. What is the value of your effort? Such a big percentage is out. Such a small percentage is in the water you are throwing. So the boy replied, to the ones I am throwing in the ocean, it makes 100% difference. Your percentage calculation statistics may say कि आउट ऑफ 100 स्टार फिशेज ओनली 5 आर गॉन बैक टू द ओशन, 95 आर डेड. इट्स अ यूजलेस एफर्ट. बट टू दोज 5 स्टार फिशेज हु आर गॉन इन द वॉटर, इट मेक्स 100% डिफरेंस. सो लाइक दैट, इफ यू चेंज एज अ डॉक्टर एंड यू बिकम वेरी पंक्चुअल, टाइम रिस्पेक्टिंग पर्सनैलिटी, ऑलवेज ऑन टाइम फॉर एनी सिंगल थिंग, एनी मीटिंग, एनी प्रोसीजर, एनी ओपीडी, एनी ऑपरेशन, यू आर ऑलवेज देयर बिकॉज यू आर अ वेल कनेक्टेड, पीपल कनेक्टेड पर्सन. इट विल मेक चेंज इन ऑल दोज पीपल्स लाइफ्स. द पेशेंट्स हु कैन कम टू यू, दे विल ऑलवेज से आई मस्ट गो ऑन टाइम, माई डॉक्टर इज ऑलवेज ऑन टाइम, आई कैन नॉट गो लेट. सो ही बिकम्स पंक्चुअल बिकॉज ऑफ यू. अदरवाइज दैट डोज लाइक जूम लेक्चरर, कैसा होता है ना, पार्टिसिपेंट्स दे थिंक ही इज कमिंग लेट, ही थिंक्स दे आर गोइंग टू कम लेट, एंड एवरीबडी कम्स लेट एंड द लेक्चर स्टार्ट्स लेट. इन द प्रेशियस टाइम एवरीबडी इज वेस्टिंग देयर टाइम. बट देर आर सम पीपल हु लॉग ऑन टाइम एंड दे आर सिटिंग देयर एंड दे वेस्ट देयर प्रेशियस टाइम. देर आर सम पीपल हु कम ऑन द मीटिंग ऑन टाइम, दे आर देयर. वी शुड बी लाइक दैट. Let the whole world come late, but it's my dignity that I am on time. I don't want to lose my dignity of being punctual. Let everybody be late. Generally, क्या बोलते हैं? अरे सब लोग लेट आते हैं यार. उनसे जाके मैं क्या करूँगा? I bring my work in that place, knowing well they are going to come late. And everybody will find me first in the meeting. Whenever they come, I'm always there. So only rarely once in a year they are there and I'm not there. And tell me, I want to ask one question to you. Suppose you are a very punctual man, you really respect time. More than your time, you respect others' time. That is why we should be on time. My time is not as important as the people who are waiting. Their time is more important than my time. This is your mindset. And one time, genuinely you are getting late, what you should do, according to you? What you should do? If you really care, then you may be on the road at Daisar Cheknaka. At Daisar toll, you are waiting for the signal there. A lot of big queue is there. Some commotion has happened there. Accident has happened. And you are stuck there. Call up and tell. Not at 10:30 when you are appointed. Call up at 10:20. Okay, I will take 20 more minutes to come. Please, I am extremely sorry for that. People deserve your communication. Don't assume that they will have to wait. I will go and explain my emergency afterwards. How they can imagine you have emergency? Huh? How they will imagine that you have an emergency? It deserves a communication. And we should communicate. If ever you get late, if you really respect time of the people who are waiting for you, call them up and show them that I care for you, I care for your time, but I'm really sorry because I am stuck in some emergency here. Emergencies can come in anybody's life, in your life also, in lives of people who are punctual also, lives of people who are not punctual also. But what matters is communication. What matters is communication. Lord Jagannath left for Rath Yatra, but he did not inform Lakshmi Devi. He went to his brother and sister. Lakshmi Devi just one fine day, next day came to meet him and he said, he is not there. Where is he? He is gone. Where is he gone? Gone with brother and sister. On Rath Yatra, he is gone. So she got very angry. How can he go without informing me? So she went to meet him. Huh? Why her anger is justified? Because she deserved communication from him. Okay, I was with you for 15 days privately and I am now want to go out on Rath Yatra with my brother and sister. If information would have gone, the anger and the loss of energy because of anger could have been saved. But Lord Jagannath just went without informing Lakshmi Devi. So she got angry. And when she got angry, she met him there where he was. He didn't meet her because he was scared that she was so angry. So he just closed the door. She got further angry and she came home and broke all the kitchen from where Jagannath's food goes. Now this is a Leela of the Lord, of course, beautiful pastime. What we learn, if he was communicative in time before going, she wouldn't have come in anger there, she wouldn't have gone back in double anger, she wouldn't have destroyed all the kitchen also. So there is always some consequence. Something happens. Don't think that when you come late, nothing happens. Who cares? No. You are establishing a legacy. आप कुछ धरोहर को स्थापित कर रहे हो कि ऐसे ही होता है और ऐसे ही होना चाहिए. You have to establish a legacy that yes, all doctors are late, but I am not that doctor. I am a doctor who's on time. And then you will create a legacy. And people will talk about you, about your greatness of treatment, and also you say, you are always punctual. Hare Krishna. Now, do you have any question? I have a question to you. How to be punctual? In India, buses are late, trains are late, traffics are unpredictable. You want to be on time. Situations force you to be late. Because everything is late here. The bus doesn't come on time, the train doesn't come on time. The flights are delayed, the flights arrivals are delayed, everything is delayed here. So you are dependent on so many things to be punctual, which are not in your control. So how to be punctual?
You had answered this question in your first lectures.
I would like to repeat it hundreds of times if possible. And I have done that in the life. I have repeated hundreds of times the same answer. If you are in a country where everybody is late and you are dependent on so many things to be on time, suppose. Like I give example to you, flight, arrival, departure, taxi, train, road, traffic, everything is out of your control. You can't change, you can't just, oh, it's traffic jam, oh, let me fly and go above everybody. They are designing a car now. Suddenly you can fly and the wings come out and the fan comes out and you become a helicopter and you just go and get on somewhere and again start driving on the road. That car has come, not yet sanctioned by government, FDA rules. But that's a dream that is you can just feel like, I wish I could have flying in the sky by this time. But you can't fly. So what do? If you know all these things, you should plan 30 minutes or 45 minutes before. My lecture is there at 8:30 here. So 8 o'clock already I'm at home, I'm dressed up. I've taken my whatever fruits or milk I have to take. And 8:15 I'm out of the house. 8:20 I'm in this office. Then I have to get these books here. I have to put the AC on. I have to settle myself. I walked. So I want to settle down. And sharp 8:30 I will start the lecture. But when lecture is at 8:30, I'm not going to reach here at 8:30. If I come at 8:30, my lecture will start at 8:40. Because I need 10 minutes to prepare myself for whatever external things I have to. So I have to calculate like that. Some people are having software problems in the brain. They can't even calculate. आप बोलेंगे पूछेंगे बीवी को तो भी दाल बन रही है कितना लगेगा बोले नेक समय में बन जाएगी अभी बन जाएगी. But there is no understanding that अभी मेरे को दाल पकेगी उसके बाद में I will have to give तड़का on that and then after तड़का it is very hot, then I have to little bit make it normal, make an offering to the Lord, नैवेद्य करना है उसके बाद वो उतारना है उसके बाद आपको मिलेगा. तो आपको क्या जवाब मिल रहा है? हो जाएगा अभी जल्दी तुरंत हो जाएगा. डजंट मीन एनीथिंग. यू शुड नो दैट दिस इज गोइंग टू टेक 5 more minutes टू बॉयल, देन तड़का अनदर 2 minutes, देन टेकिंग डाउन, मेकिंग अ प्लेट, ऑफरिंग टू लॉर्ड अनदर 5 minutes, कमिंग बैक 1 minute, ट्रांसफरिंग. यू विल गेट योर दाल विथ ऑल द फूड आफ्टर 15 minutes फ्रॉम नाउ. देन इट इज परफेक्ट आंसर. सो यू आर प्रिपेयर्ड दैट 15 minutes हैव टू वेट. बट वी से अभी बन जाएगी, दैट मीन वॉट यू आर एंशियस. क्यों नहीं अभी आ रही है? अभी भी क्यों नहीं आ रही है? अभी अच्छा अभी नैवेद्य बाकी है, अभी भोग लगाना बाकी है. सो वी हैव टू कैलकुलेट बैकवर्ड्स. इफ आई हैव टू स्टार्ट माई लेक्चर एट 8:30 AM, वॉट आर द थिंग्स आई नीड टू डू बिफोर दैट? वॉट टाइम आई नीड टू रीच? आई मे हैव टू गो टू वॉशरूम बिकॉज आई कम फ्रॉम लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस. आई मे हैव टू मे बी पुट माई हेयर प्रॉपर बिकॉज आई हैव कम फ्रॉम विंडी एरिया. All that you have to count. So army people, what they do, how they are trained? Army people are always planning 30 minutes before their appointed time. Planning for that. And then they take into account all the traffic jams, all the delays, all the waiting periods in the bus stop, in the train stop, and in the traffic time. Everything they take into consideration. Time taken usually at toll naka is 10 minutes. They also know that. Every day story, na? Nothing is unknown to you, sir. आप क्या लेट आके बोले सर इतनी बड़ी बारिश आ रही है. अरे डियर सर, इट्स अ रेनी सीजन, इट इज गोइंग टू रेन. It's not a surprise, it's not an unknown situation. You know it's rainy season, it's going to rain and I may get delayed, so I have to come start more earlier than that. I cannot take that reason. Sir, bahut barish thi sir. Arre, hum log December mein nahi baithe hain. If December mein rain aata hai and you are late, I can understand. It's a out of season rain, unexpected. But July mein agar aap bolenge, sir barish aayi hai, main late ho gaya. Arre, how you can tell that? So work on those things. Which are expected delays. Work on those things. Even if your wife or husband is a late latif, count that also in that. That my meal may be delayed by this. So plan earlier for that. So tell your wife or husband earlier time, okay, I want my breakfast at 8 o'clock. You can take it at 8:15 also. But tell 8 o'clock. So 8:10 tak aa jayega aapka breakfast. If you are really working, it's a science. Huh? To be punctual is a science. It is not something like, you know, by the way, I'm punctual. No. If somebody is punctual, na, you have to know that he has worked hard to be on time, behind you. It doesn't happen automatically. Automatically, what happens is delay. But with hard work, what happens is no delay and punctuality. When you see everything is well organized, all glasses are there, light is on, AC is on, table is on, and you come at 8:30, lecture is starting, that means somebody has worked behind to get all those things ready. It's not automatic. Automatic is what? Half glasses used, half water empty. Yesterday evening ka meeting ka situation hai wo. Abhi aake pura khali leke jayega, glass dhoega, naya pani dalega, uske andar rakhega, saja ke, mop karega, sabko theek ke, laptop on karega, screen on karega, AC on karega. It takes 10-15 minutes for him. So if you want to be punctual, work 30 minutes before time, that I have to reach at 8:30 for 9 lecture. Then you will reach by all delays, 8:30, 8:45, 8:50. And for the world, you are still before time. So I learned from this army officer who was working as a retired officer here before. For 10 o'clock prayer, you will always come at 9:50. 9:45, 9:50, you will be always there, sitting very peacefully, relaxed. So we asked him, he said, in the army we are trained to set our clock 30 minutes before appointment time. To set our mental clock 30 minutes before our appointed time and we work accordingly. And it is better to come early, sit down, maybe you meditate, maybe you take the mala and chant few prayers and be there on time. Don't get proud that you have become big person, now you are in the interviewing position to interview many people and you can come late for the interview. Interviewees are waiting for you. You become big doctor, patients are waiting for you. You become a big man, so all the committee members are waiting for you. You become chairman. Don't become proud of these things. If you are on time, the bigger you are, the bigger respect you get. Please understand. The bigger person you are, and you are punctual, you get much bigger respect because you are such a big man and should respect time of others. Take this seriously. This is a lifetime mission. Today you are studying medicine, pediatrics and something else. But you take this to your heart. It will change your whole life and it will change the way people look at you in your whole life. Their respect for you, their honor for you will be different if you take it to the heart. But the world is such, you know, they will force you to become delayed, late. But you have to fight against that. And you will feel a very self-satisfied, self-dignity person, self-dignified person. Because you may feel, everybody is late, but I don't care. I was always there. I will retire being punctual for whole 25 years. But people will not change. But I'll be happy that I was never late. I never put anybody down by coming late. So I end my talk here. Thank you very much for listening carefully.